All right, everybody, welcome to, we're back after all that long journey. It seems like we've been gone like for a couple of years. It's been so long. But anyway, welcome to the Fetish Men San Diego Wednesday night discussion. And I want to welcome everybody back from that long journey, flog swarm practices, all kind of stuff. I know I really had a good time. And before we get into that and hear some feedback about the flog swarm just a little bit, if you're new here, you know the restrooms are right down outside, and they're having a concert.
Yes.
Right.
Main,
so
they
may be rocking out with the Holy Ghost. Wow. So if you get the Holy, if you get the Holy Ghost, it's okay. So yeah, I think that's the other, that's the only logistics part of that.
So that means we can't do some flog swarm tonight.
Mm-hmm. You should have gotten that out of your system last week. And speaking of that, anybody got any comments or anything about the flog swarm? What did they get out of it? How was it for you? Anybody?
It was wonderful. Let's do it again next month.
That's so, yeah.
I actually enjoyed it because it was just—it's something kinky that's not a play party. It's not a bar event. It's, you know, it's just—it was something just different from all the rest of the normal stuff, and it was just—it was nice for a change.
It was, yeah.
Fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I really enjoyed that we had women with us.
I really enjoyed the boob fest when they did the whole thing with the line. That was so good. I haven't felt a boob in a long time, and it was really only my own, you know, when I'm in the mirror. But that was a really good thing. That was really cool. That was like the best part for me, other than all the other drumming and all that. That was really sweet, and it was really intimate, and it was like trust for the women to show their boobies and come out and let, you know, me as a gay man feel those boobs. So that was really good.
They were trying to convert.
Huh? Trying to convert, yeah. The tableaus, yeah.
I really thought that those were amazing.
Yeah, that was cool. Frank and I's idea, and it worked well. And who all was in the tableaus, I just want to applaud you. Yeah, that was really cool.
Yeah, I was the female down.
Okay. The women showed up big. They showed up pretty big. I tell you, that was good.
Well, more next time, because now that a few of them know what it's like,
right,
then they'll tell their friends.
Yeah.
For tableaus, that were like more, shorter and more of them. Like doing two at the same time frame. Maybe?
Right, yeah.
Just to see what people come up with.
Yeah. I think we were trying to coordinate it so we could get into the flog swarm too, Frank and I. So we was just experimenting on that.
That was good.
Wow.
Just two quick things. One, you're giving Papa Tony the crystal. It was really special to protect him. Again, thanking him. And I wish if you need money or whatever, we could help donate to whatever it costs, because that was really great that, you know, you did that and everything. My only suggestion and what I wrote about the whole experience was that hopefully next time we will start sooner with the practices so that more people might come to a practice and realize this is safe, this is wonderful, this is not the horrific thing I think it's going to be. And if it's something where at the compound women can be there as well, I think more people would come, because we try to like have four practices or five practices spread out for a couple months leading up to it,
right,
more people might certainly then feel comfortable about coming.
And the event at Coweeds was wonderful too. Great.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great location.
I couldn't hear you. What was that?
The event that we had, the flog training at Coweeds, was the compound was...
He said there's a party at my compound.
Right, yeah.
If you like the location, you'll love it on Saturday.
Just a couple comments. The space could not have been more perfect. It wasn't too big, it wasn't too small, it was just intimate enough, And the other thing I was thinking is that, boy, that Papa Tony, there is method to his madness.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Okay. Yes.
Just the way things kind of came together, and the Club X and the women and the different elements all were just right.
It was.
I mean, and let's remember, it's a beginning. You know, this is something that's going to grow.
Yeah. It was magical. It definitely was a magical.
It
yes.
It was a script, and it was... But it was not rehearsed, and we just ran with it, and it was fun.
Right.
And it worked. You know, it wasn't perfect, but nobody noticed.
You didn't know.
Nobody
yeah.
knows.
Right.
So it was all fun. That's how good it was.
No. The event recorded
the flux
by the person who recorded it, and how who he was. Oh man.
Was a professional. Yeah. Mike Skiff. Yeah.
And to see what happens when that gets spread around, that's going to be one of our best calling cards, I think.
Yeah. Well, I got an email from Papa Tony. He is in the editing room, and he's going to edit that in some kind of way. It's going to come out in some form or one another.
Yeah. I didn't realize Friday when we had the dinner that Dominic was kind of one of the main guys.
Dimitri. Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I saw him in the movie.
Yeah.
It was a big deal.
Yeah.
I saw that sexy-looking guy standing by the bar for all, and I went up to him and said, "Are you not going to get involved or whatever?" And then found out that it was Dimitri.
Who is
this sexy stranger?
Did you go to the movie?
Being part of the flocking or whatever, and he was just watching and then to see the movie.
Did he have the
suspenders?
Okay.
Jerry?
I think it was a great event. It was certainly a great first event. It seemed to end short. I thought of the schedule and said it would go to 3. It ended at 2. I thought of, like, I said, why are we just ending now? We're just starting.
I felt kind of the same way. I wanted it to go on, but I think it worked wonderfully. I thought
so
everything
I think it was a great
together.
Beginning, and I thought we'll learn a lot from this experience and be able to create the next one. I think having them certainly not just once, I think twice a year might be nice. I mean, every month would be wonderful, but I don't know if that's realistic. I think maybe twice a year might be realistic to do something like that. More drumming, less talking,
yeah. Yeah. I was even thinking,
more drumming,
more flogging, and yeah, I would like to incorporate some music in it too, you know, like some tribal DJing, yeah, that could have worked for me, that would have been
cool. Didgeridoo in there.
Didgeridoo.
That
would
be kind of cool.
Well, that's already been, there's some feelers out for people who want to step into that and put that on the next time.
So I just want to announce, actually, that Papa Tony asked me I wanted to be the lead on the next one, and I said yes, so I'm going to be there's no date, there's no not tomorrow, not in a week, and probably not every month, but well, so part of that is first sort of continuing to debrief the event, and so this feedback now was helpful. I think we also need to get feedback from Club X. And you know what their feedback is, and compile that as a starting place for starting to plan the next one. And you know, my thought is twice a year seems about right to me as well. But I'm open to other ideas about how often. But I feel like not too often. This is something that
is more special
when you don't do it too much.
I think that's a good point, and I think that actually once a year makes it that much more special because it's something that really you want to look
forward to. Yeah.
Big time.
I agree.
Yeah.
And if it's twice a year, it's like, well, I'll go to the next one. Yeah, you know, it could come down to that.
Yeah.
So.
Plus you got to pay for the hall.
That's a good point.
Well, the first one was that number. I was disappointed it wasn't there again because I like the interaction of the vanilla people. Yeah, I really enjoyed that.
But playing devil's advocate, if a bunch of people couldn't come the one time a year, but it's twice a year, and if we know the dates and sort of pick what the dates might be, I'm going to be out of town, I can't go home, but then I can go to the other one. Then
sure.
It gives more people a chance to participate at least once a year by having two options.
Good. So actually, if somebody wants to help me with that debriefing part and gathering more feedback and collecting that and speaking with ClubX and get, just kind of getting that together. If anybody wants to help me with that, that would be a good very first role, a good starting place. So you can let me know right the second, or we can figure it out later.
I'm on the ClubX board.
Oh, okay. So that would be an easy.
Perfect.
That would be easy.
All right.
So, okay.
Don't take
great.
Anybody on.
Yes, we will. We have one seat open. We're elected.
Yeah. So,
a couple things. For me, I like how it kind of hits on a lot of different levels, you know, physically, you know, music, the art, and just the energy of it. And to kind of reinforce what you said, I mean, I would have been the first person to say, oh man, I don't want to have women around. But I had a really nice experience with one of the women there, and it felt really good, and really good, and it was just amazing in that sense. The other thing is, I did talk to Papa Tony, and he wanted to thank everyone for coming and being involved, and to thank people for playing the next one. So,
all right. And then there were some other events. There was one other event, a couple of them. And then following that, we had the Gear Invasion dinner over at Harvey Milk's. And I know a lot of people spread it and other people had things to do. But there were some people there, and I was really honored to receive a master's cap from Papa Tony. And we had a full house up in there. And, you know, I really respect and honor Papa Tony to taking the time out to mentor me, train me, and receive that cap. And I really do feel like, you know, I'm a master, and I still got a lot to learn, you know, still got a lot to learn. And I feel like I earned that title, and from this point on, I want to be called Sir or Sir Magnum, you know, especially in this realm here. I'd appreciate it a lot if, you know, you would honor me with that. And like I said, I still got a lot of stuff to learn, but I'm really happy to be in that realm. And I want to thank everybody. Even if you wasn't there, I could feel you that you were there in spirit. So, and then the movie night. Wow, that movie night. Both of the movies were really good. I liked that first movie, too. That was really good. About, what was that subject?
Grind.
It was Grind. Yeah, it was like a take on Grindr.
Yeah.
It was a dark take on Grindr. It was really good. And it was really good for Mike Skiff, and Dimitri them to feature that movie here in San Diego, like the premiere. And I saw that email from Mike Skiff. I guess he's on to Minneapolis now, and he's going to debut it there. So that movie is like traveling around. So that was really some good stuff. And so now we come to a couple of announcements. One is that the Cigar and Boots is going to be happening this Saturday over at the Red Wing Bar and Grill right down the street. And I believe it's from 4 to 7. And shortly thereafter, we're going to have a men's only play party over at Kobe's.
From 6 to 12.
From 6 to 12. So we're going to have a lot of stuff going on. Yeah. Yeah. So come out and play, have some cigars, put your boots on, and then come out and play over at Kobe's. It should be a really fun night. I'm looking forward to it.
I didn't mean to interrupt. Uh-huh. For those of you that don't know Scotty Tidwell, he represented San Diego at IMO, got 6th place out of 46 people, did an amazing job. They're doing a welcome back for him this Friday, and number one on 5th from 6 to 8. If you guys can make it, it's nice to be able to show support for him. He did an amazing job. So.
Right. 6 out of 46?
It's from 6 to 8 at number one on 5th.
And you were saying he came in six. He
yeah.
came in six
came
out
in
of 46.
Out of
46.
Yeah,
so that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know how to put that up on Facebook?
I have it. I'll get the link and I'll send it to your
okay.
page, your Facebook, your Fetish Man page.
All right.
Also, for those of you that don't know, it's also LA Pride as well. I know it may be hard because there's so much stuff going on, but Sunday there is another contingent walking. I believe it's number 52. If you want the information, you can let me know, or I can also send it to the page as well. But it's something to do if you have time, send it.
Yeah. Any other announcements?
Never a dull moment.
Never a dull moment. Happening in San Diego is the place to be. right now.
Puppy night at the Eagle tonight, 10 o'clock.
Puppy night at the Eagle tonight. See, there's always something going on. And what time that starts, what? 10 o'clock.
I heard 10, 10:30.
Bar time.
Bar time at 12.
There's like a contest.
So, also, Leather Realm is, we have to have all our volunteer names in by July 1st. So there's a form to fill out. If you have a club like Fetish Men, you want to be there and have a table. If you want to vendors and organizations and volunteers, there's forms online, sandiegoleatherrealm.com, I think it is. But there's a form you have to fill out. If you don't need a ticket, you can volunteer anytime. We'll take volunteers. But if you want to get in free, you need to have your name in by July 1st and get it in quickly. That's coming up real soon.
I got a confirmation from you. I filled it out.
That's a really powerful thing. I mean, the best way to promote this group would be at the festival. You definitely have a table there.
We need a table there for sure, but it's also good to have men as ambassadors doing the flogging so that people come up and they're like, well, they see a bunch of straight guys or girls, that you know, they may not want them to be there because we got a lot of people coming in. So. Because then we have the yellow vest will say, like, do you see anyone you want to play with? Yeah, well, that cop guy, that leather guy, gay guy, whatever, you know. So it would be nice to have some of us there.
Do you know who's, because I know they're doing educational stuff as well. Do you know if those are already filled out?
The workshops are not set yet.
Okay.
But if you want, Naria's setting those up. So you can just talk to her directly.
Or, that would be good for someone like Magnum if you wanted to do that, or someone else that's within the group. To do that, that would be good for you guys to show as a group. Because I know last year they had a table, and no offense, there really wasn't a table. There was no one there. They were sitting around not talking to anyone. So it makes more sense if you're actually doing something within the educational or workshop, something where you're showing fetishmen, not just, oh, I'm at a table sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just something to think about.
Yeah, because the tents are 10 by 10, and the club's norms will be sharing them 10 by 10 with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But you could be tying someone up behind, like having someone sit at the table and playing right behind. Doing a demo that way.
That's good.
As long as it doesn't step on the toes of people who do workshops.
Yeah. Workshops are in a separate place from our play area. They're in the corner when you first walk in.
And they have certain times, so it's allotted for certain spaces, so it doesn't like interact. It doesn't mess with anything if you want to do your own thing.
So that is a good segue right there. All right, so that's a good segue about stepping in, facilitating something, leading something, and tonight's topic is about where do we go from here. And you probably know that there's one big presence that's not here tonight, and that is Papa Tony. And he is on a 10-week sabbatical. He's doing something else, part of the Mankind Project, and he'll be gone for like 10 weeks. And we all are going to step in and keep things going. And Brett and I was talking a couple of weeks ago about it would be good to have a where do we go from here. A lot of stuff has happened in Fetish Men since I came on board, which was last August. And then when I really kicked in was in October. And that's when there was some things happened with Pleasures and Treasures. Papa Tony couldn't show up. And then there's all the stuff that happened. And I'm really an advocate that when the shit hits the fan, that's where, and it's time, and adversity shows up, it's good. It's a really good thing to show your true colors and to make it through. And we did, a lot of us kicked in and we did that and we kept it going. And we're like not really at that point before, but I'm gonna pat myself on the back and some other, and Daddy Ron, we stepped up to the plate. And we kept this thing moving, and I don't know what was happening before I came in, but seeing so many men show up at our demos, at the topics, there was a lot of activity, and to really culminate that was with that fisting demo. That was like controlled chaos. That was like, I never could imagine that many people fitting in that one-bedroom apartment. And so I want to talk about the brand. So I think, you know, and I'm talking like this marketing thing, like Fetish Men San Diego is like a brand now. It's like people know, you hear Fetish Men, a lot of people know what that's about. And it's a good time right now to keep the brand, keep, you know, our tenants and what we do to keep it flowing and to keep it going. And tonight, we're going to have a brainstorming. Like, where do we go from here? So what we'll start with is that I just share a little bit of my history. I came in here August and then kicked in October and took on a role of being the coordinator, and I did a lot of coordinating the topics and the demonstrations along with some other people. And right, this is not a one-trick pony, and this is not like one person doing it all. It's a time now that I want to offer everybody here to step in. If you got some ideas about demos, about topics, tonight is going to be that opportunity to do that. And then, Brett, you can share a little bit.
Right, so it's been about going on, because I started August 2 years ago, so it's almost been 2 years for me. So I've seen a little more evolution of the group, and in the early days when I started, it was very much, you know, Papa Tony taking the group. He had the leadership of the group, right? And over time, that's evolved, and over to the point, you know, which picks up where Matt was, but yeah, we've been through a lot, and I think we've accomplished amazing things, and I think there's still a lot more ahead that we can do, but we thought after coming off of this big weekend, this was a good time to touch base and have more of a meta conversation about not just more topics, but talking about ourselves and us, this group, what do we want from it, what is our future, you know, how do we build momentum going forward. You know, I know one thing for me is building membership, getting a lot of newer guys coming. That's important to me. I always know that was important to Papa Tony, and keep the group fresh and
fresh.
New faces and new ideas. So that's important to me. So as you think about your ideas, it can be big picture stuff about vision or direction, or it can be little things like, well, let's do this demo, or let's do this topic. And I think we want to think on all of those levels, both large scale, big picture direction, but also specific ideas too are welcome. So we want to look at all of that. And you want to go over the history board?
Yeah, so I got some audio visuals, some show and tell. So you know me, I like my visuals. All right, so.
No power.
No PowerPoint. No PowerPoint.
Brett, while you're doing that, let me just throw out there, I think we should form a committee. We've got 2 months, pretty much, to work on our booth, table for pride, to get pamphlets, buttons, or whatever the fuck you want to put out there. Because in Leather Realm itself, we have over 10,000 people come through there in 2 days. That's a lot of marketing. It's free. We don't have to pay anything to have that table down there. But just, I would say, get a subcommittee of people who want to work on that. Print up handouts and stuff. That'd be the number one, because that's the time. We have a lot of people coming through there to see what is this kinky shit that you guys are talking about. They're not all kinky, usually. The people that go through, about 2 years turnaround before they come into the scene. But 2 years, we'll still be here. But they need to know we're here, because they'll remember. I mean, I've had people that have meet me like, I remember you in that first level, like, 2 years, because they want it, so we need to be there to show them what's available.
So, yeah, I was going through there myself years ago. You know, I wasn't into it yet, or didn't know what it was about. So yeah, that's very true, absolutely. So I guess we can go ahead and put the link.
So that's what we're going
to
do. So Boy Steve is going to be one of the scribes over here. So this is how we're going to do it, Kobe. So hold on to that. Hold that. So what we're going to do, we're going to have a brainstorm and just free thinking, creativity, what could be. And so I just want to give a little history since October of 2013. Here are some of the demos that we've had. We had a spanking and a paddles demo that was, people remember that over at, what's his name? At Patrick's place down in the basement. That was a lot of fun. We had Kobe came in and did boot blacking. We had Rob Ray. Everybody know Rob Ray.
Yeah.
He came in and did ropes, and he came back. I requested that he come back, and he did needle play. And everybody knows the infamous fisting demo.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Can't forget that one.
we had flogging, and then we had Officer West come in and do some electrical play. And then over at Daddy Ron's down in the South Bay, we did some sounding and some urethral play, and that was pretty big too. I'm kind of run out of ideas about demos, so this is a good time about the demos. And we had, we just had clothespins. We had a big clothespin demo. And then some of the topics that we had, the ageism, everybody remember that ageism here? That was like one of the first topics we had when we moved in here. That was a lot of fun with that one. We had one claiming your fetish. Everybody remember the first back at Treasures and Pleasures when I did the tableau and I told everybody to wait outside and then we had all the imagery to create what you wanted. I think a lot of you all were there. We had something here about open and poly relationships. Body Electric came in with Riley came in and talked about Body Electric. We had Pup Play community come in here. We had even the Red Cross. We did first aid training over at Pleasures and Treasures. That was a lot of fun for me. Yeah, that was cool. I talked about the Mankind Project. Brett talked about the Switch Lifestyle. And we had Papa Tony and his infamous wisdom about how to be a top and all of his topics. So this is not all of them, but this is just a few of them that we've had. It's okay to repeat these things, but if anybody else got any other fresh ideas, or even we could use these ideas and put a spin on them, or switch them around, that'll be cool too. And we could start with Kobe's idea. You want to repeat your idea about the Leather Realm?
Just to have a booth. Have a booth. Get a committee to organize a presence for Leather Realm.
All right.
I think we should get a banner.
We have the Leather Realm banner. Who has the current logo? Is it this one?
Blue Pimp?
Yeah.
Because here's the thing, we just sent to Pride today, they're making free banners for us, so we can get a free banner. If you have the logo, whoever has the logo on a PDF or whatever it's on, can send it to me.
Tony probably has that.
Tony's got that.
Tony's got
all
that.
And he has pins as well, there's like lots of pins still. For demos, I think Bondage, if you haven't done Bondage, Breath Control.
All right, write that down.
Maybe
yeah.
If you haven't done that, what was the last? Impact Play?
Suspension.
And Breath and Bondage.
Well,
Suspension.
Hold on. We got it. So we need another spot. All right, so this is how we're going to do it. So slow it down a little bit so we can ride, because this is good. So,
do you want it?
He's fast.
Whatever's going to work for you, I'll let you choose that.
Yeah. Sure.
I think Kobe's suggesting that people volunteer to be on a committee for
yes.
this. Committee.
Just
so,
for that or for the group
for,
in general?
No,
for
the Leather Realm.
That was the first part, like what do we want to see ourselves in terms of the group, not them.
Because what he's saying there too, to take the type A and break it down a little bit more, we need to decide whether we want to have business cards made to hand out to people so they can contact the group later, even if it's just we meet every Wednesday and put this address on there, our flyers and print something out or whatever. But I want to go back to something that I think we should still do. I just didn't agree with the original that came out. Remember Papa Tony had the white t-shirts with the FMSD logo on there?
I have one.
I think we need to go back to look at having t-shirts made again. I vote not white, but and have that logo put on there, and you can wear that at Pride, or you can walk around the Leather Realm with it on, and that's advertisement too.
Yeah.
So
I have all the t-shirts, and they're all different sizes, but they're all white, and I don't know how many of us like wearing white, but...
Just
and plus, it's an iron-on it's an iron-on computer transfer thing. I've talked to a friend of mine in L.A. who does t-shirts.
Carlos?
Yeah, Carlos. Uh-huh. And he will make us t-shirts, whatever color we want. It has to be either black, you know, one color run. And it'll actually be an iron transfer on with a machine,
uh-huh.
And he can do those for probably about $10 a piece. So, and I figured we'd do I pointed Kobe because he's got the pin on, but the square thing maybe on the back.
I think Saturn would be good too. If you wear your vest, you'd always see it.
Yeah.
Either right here or on the side.
Yeah. So that's something. That's something to think about if we want to do that. It'll take him a little bit of time, but he could have them done, in time for Pride here.
Yeah. Okay. So right does that leather? Well, you got it up here. Yeah, leather. Put a leather round Pride committee. Put that up there.
And then people can put their names on it.
Right. So that'll be the next part after we get some ideas. All right. What did you say, Stuart? You
no,
had an idea for a demo.
I was gonna. No. Regarding the t-shirt, will there be anything to convey what FMSD stands for, or will it be just the letters?
We can put on whatever you want to. I mean, we don't even have to use that square. We want to put Fetish Man San Diego.
I think it needs to be probably, if you're going to actually go there, make it more explicit, maybe even have some of the things, what it means.
You gotta keep in mind that when you're doing that, you're gonna pay more money. The more stuff you add to it, the more you're gonna pay.
Mm-hmm.
And you wanna keep it simple because you want to actually come to me, ask you, what does this mean? What is this logo?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Fetishman San Diego. Let me give you the email or something. You don't want it to be too complicated where it's like Fetishman San Diego. And I know what you're saying because you want to, like, you know what it is, but it makes it a lot simpler if you just keep it what the logo is, because most people are already gonna know what it is. And if they don't, then it's better for them to ask you than to make it more. Adding on stuff and just it gets more complicated and adds more money to it. So
well, the deal is when he has to buy the, just so you'll know and then y'all can think about it, is he buys the t-shirts and sets of six, each size like six medium, six large, six extra large, and it costs him $5 a shirt. And then the transfer he has made at a company, he has his own hot machine thing, whatever it is you do,
mm-hmm.
but he has the screen made, and the screen cost him $20 to have made, and he can make, I think he said it was 50 shirts per screen. So
mm-hmm.
that's why I said $10, $12 a shirt, and
mm-hmm.
it'll be a nice shirt. The logo will be on there good instead of the computer printout and then iron it on with an iron thing. So,
are you willing to head that up?
Yeah.
All
I
right.
Just want to know,
so,
I just need to know what y'all want, and then we'll get sizes and. He can make it. He's making it about 100 and something t-shirts for LA Pride this weekend. So
put that down. FMSD t-shirts, and put Daddy Ron's name in parentheses next to it, so we'll know he's gonna lead that.
And then something that we don't have to do for this, but it was something Papa Tony had also said when he was trying to get the t-shirts going. We might want to look at sometime getting an actual sewn patch made. For people to put on the back of a leather vest or something, that'd be something to look at in the future.
All right, we got a night.
Well, it's for a subject for a night.
Okay.
And that would be kind of a combination maybe of leather history and leather etiquette. We could discuss, because there's a whole etiquette that goes with the traditional leather community. We could talk about it and see, what we want to carry forward, because we are creating history right now.
It's a protocol.
So that would be part of the discussion.
You got it up there?
Yeah.
All right. Somebody had, okay, let's go.
In kind of going forward, one way to divide up the work might be, since we have four Wednesdays a month, to maybe brand the four Wednesdays so everybody knows what's coming. So you would brand the first, whatever Wednesday, you brand one of the Wednesdays FMSD Academy, which is where you learn something. Another one is FMSD Social, like our potluck. Another one is FMSD Discussion. And then another one might be FMSD Play. So you've kind of got four branded knights. And then you get a committee that says, who's this kind of the standing play committee? You guys work up the play event, social events, so that you're always working 2 months in advance. So the people who are doing the play are getting ideas, and the people who are doing the discussion are getting ideas. That way, you're not doing all the work.
Woo, I love this idea, So put time.
But the reason I say that is because some of the newbies that I talk to, there's this kind of, they want to dip their toe in the water, they don't know how they want to do it, but they want to know that if they didn't do it in April, they're not screwed forever. It's like, I understand you didn't come in April, there'll be something in June, or there'll be something in July, because sometimes it's a take it or leave it. You really should show up at this, it's going to be perfect for you, and then they chicken out, and you lose one. You lose a lot that way.
So could you put this in concise so he can write this? Give us
FMSD branding. How do you brand it so that everybody knows we have predictable events on certain days and that there are people who are responsible for making them succeed? FMSD branding. There would be FMSD Academy.
Write that down. Captain, slow it down.
Academy.
Let me write it.
Learning. FMSD discussion, which is just sit around and talk about it. FMSD
social. Like the pop up.
Right. And then FMSD play.
Play demo. Got it. Yeah.
And play may have something to do with the academy. You may say, okay, remember the academy? Now we're gonna do it, plus we're gonna do other things.
Right.
Well, and then the other comment I would make about the way we look at the discussions of things we've done, needle play ropes and all that. We all know those aren't a scene. And what I think is lacking is the way to conceive and orchestrate and negotiate a scene. And I don't think that's just one night. But it's how do you make one of these be successful for both sides? And I think that's not just separate things. That's a mindset and a way to make.
So is that a topic or a train? What is that? What would you call it?
I think it's almost a series. Almost your goal for the academy isn't how do you do things, but how do you make a scene succeed from beginning to end?
How do you tell a story in a way?
How do you make it good for everybody?
Yeah.
That's my piece.
You have hard skill and you have soft skill. So soft skill would be the academy, and that's negotiation, protocol, that's all the mindset, the top, the bottom. And then the hard skill would be the fourth. That's the physical, like what you're doing, the technique.
The demo play
so
portion.
That's how I would do it. Right. Soft skill, hard skill.
Right. Rod, good idea.
I think the academy shouldn't be followed by the next week, the demo. Because if the academy is where we learn about it, then the next week we actually practice it. If you do the academy the first week, and the fourth week is play, you have 3 weeks to forget stuff. So if when you decide where you want to do stuff, it doesn't mean that the academy couldn't be the second week and play the third week, but put them so that they follow each other.
Okay.
But the demo follows the week before of the academy.
All right. Well, we'll get to that portion of who's going to head up what.
I just noticed that Tom's original plan was to do academy social discussion at play. Juan has a good idea. And whichever the sequence, I think the academy and discussion meetings should not follow each other. That you want an alternation between the more serious discussion type meetings and the more fun social play demonstration, whatever meetings.
Well, I think my point was to do it so far in advance that you could hand it out at Kobe's. That if you knew this agenda of all these things and you got it out by the leather route, that you get 10,000 people or a bunch of people picking up, say, and they know.
That's a good idea. You have a program.
They know this is our 6 month or our 1 year. You don't have to plan everything in detail. You just have to determine the topics.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think a bunch of people would be walking away, and like you say, maybe 2 years. Maybe we get 2 years down to 6 months, and some of those decisions. I'm going to this thing in November. I've been staring at this thing for 3 months. I'm gone.
Well, that's what I was trying to do, is plan stuff out in a month's time or sometimes 2 months. So,
far enough out, we can hand it out. You have a bunch of people that have that.
That's what I
so
like that.
Further out,
all right.
Maybe is a good
so, David.
This is not a topic for discussion, but just to back up and look at organizationally, because there's no lack of topics you can think of.
But I was involved in another organization which was similar in that there were not positions, a board, anything like that, but there was an identifiable leader. And the way that group worked was they had a planning meeting every week. And everybody was invited to that planning meeting. And that planning meeting the planning meeting would always be like the day before the meeting, but they would be working a week ahead. And the leader, in this case, if they couldn't come up with something, the leader of the group would say, here's a great magazine article, why don't you read this and give a report on it? Or here's a book you could read, give a report. And they would come up with all these ideas and always be working a week ahead of time. Plus, the advantage of this too is you don't get resentment from the group thinking, oh, there's always the same two or three people deciding everything. Because you can say to them, well, here's when we have our planning meeting. If you have an idea, you're welcome to come, and if you can't make it because of your work or whatever, talk to somebody who's coming to the planning meeting, and they'll bring that idea for you. Because, you know, how you're going to implement all this is getting really complicated. It's like you need a committee, an organization, a calendar, and I just thought I'd back up.
You get that down.
Tony had that over a year ago. It was at 6 o'clock before the regular meeting every week.
Right.
It sounded like what we were doing is we could even break this down into four committees. One committee is doing soft skill, one committee is doing social, one's doing hard skill, one's doing discussions. Then you have leadership. I mean, there's got to be something somebody's good at.
Right, right.
And then that can rotate in 3 months or 6 months.
Good idea. We'll start with you. Go.
One thing about the weekly branding is that some months have 5 weeks. So I think that those rare months that do come up, we should have
every third month.
Absolutely special because it happens like 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
maybe that's something special,
special,
like a night off.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the bar. That's the bar invasion or the restaurant. The gear invasion.
No, the gear invasion and the potluck would all fall under that social.
Okay.
Or it could be something like, you know, like a meet and greet where you come up and people are interested, they want to see what it's like to use different types of toys. Do I like painting? I've never done that before. Ooh, I saw that vlogger. Could you use it on me for a few minutes? You know,
field trip, so maybe a field trip to Home Depot.
There you go, field trip to Home Depot.
All right, Rod. Oh, thank you, Rod.
Three topics for demos. One, tying just within the sex toys, how to use them and how to clean them.
Hold it. Yeah. Right, sex toys.
Rod
came up with a good list of stuff.
There's so many sex toys that are out there that any number of us could bring things or talk about things and show all kinds of stuff that you've never seen in person.
Yeah, so it's show and tell.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know how to clean them.
Show me.
Why not?
Tell me.
You like?
Tell me more.
You also incorporate Pleasures and Treasures with that because they're the store that carries it, so why not just go there?
Good point. Yeah, and then they
support the company.
All that would be there to look at and to talk about. My second topic for demo would be restraints, leather, rope, chains, duct tape, mummification, all kinds of restraints.
That's right. So it's called restraints, and there's semicolon.
If different people could share their expertise about all those five areas or more, you know, that would be an interesting demo night.
I missed that in the breakouts. Restraints and then.
The other demo topic was head to toe sex, starting from the head, which is very sensual for a lot of people and gets ignored by a lot of people, going down to the mouth and maybe talking about how to deep throat, how to practice to try to deep throat bigger instruments, going down to nipple play, going down the ball play, ending up with the feet, because the feet are very sensual for a lot of people, and a lot of people ignore foot play and whatever, so I call it head-to-toe sex. Just try to think of it, start from the head, and just talk about different ways to find.
Is that a demo or a topic?
That's a demo. Yes.
It's a demo, Brian.
How do you find the people who have the patience to let you do that to them?
Oh, we were fine people. We got a lot of stuff. We got a lot of men willing to do that. Was that it, Rod, for right now? Right. I want to put one up there. No. Come on, Mike, and then I'll go.
I just want to make a proposal. For me, like the whole corporate committee thing, it's I had like such a strong reaction to it. My personal life is busy enough. I don't want to come here and feel like work. I was more excited when it was just sort of where people have energy to join and head up, like the categories are structured, but not necessarily the teams. So I just wanted to make that comment.
And I agree, we don't want a vice president and all that kind of stuff. But with the committee thing, guess what? We already have it. When it comes to the potluck and stuff like that, boy, John does that. When it comes to the Wednesday night meetings, it's Magnum emailing Pup saying, okay, you've got the week of so-and-so. So it's already happening. All we're trying to do is, and I think that the four thing is a great idea. I can just come over there.
I do too.
Right.
And have two people co-chair each one of those. And it doesn't mean they're going to run it. You know, it's like the social thing or whatever. John Boyd, he's not here tonight, but he'll eat that up.
Right.
Because he does it already. Okay. So to have someone else with him to co-do that, and then, you know, it's not them deciding what to do, but it's going to the group and saying, okay, everybody ready for another? Because the thing about that is we're saying once a month for the social thing. I don't think everybody wants to do a potluck once a month.
No.
But we could do a potluck 1 month and be a dine out.
Well, the what, we go to the Red Wing. Karaoke, that's like a social. So it's not just dinner. Karaoke. Yes.
I've got a suggestion, too. When you have events, like, you guys are doing so much, but you got to look at the big picture as well. You have a community full of events that you're trying to do all this stuff, but you're not thinking about what else is going on within the community. You need to go support other groups,
too. That's a good point.
Don't just say, well, I'm stuck here in Fetish Pen San Diego. Go out to the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence or the Bear Groups. Go to these events where they see your face and say, wow, this is amazing. We actually have groups that are being involved with us, not just doing their own thing. I think that would help a lot, getting more members, first of all, more members, which you want, as well as getting more people involved in this group. So I think that would help a lot.
Yeah, I think...
So actually, you know what, let me interject there. I think that's a really good point, and, you know, that may be one of the dedicated, you know, maybe every 2 months, go out into the community. I was thinking game night would be fun to go to, just have a bunch of guys join in and do that, and then you're representing. You're representing.
Yeah.
I
think we've been doing.
I would call that FMSD outage.
Yeah, yeah.
As a
and that's it's
not on a night. It's
seriously, it's a. It's.
Who was going to sit here and make sure we're not ice cream amongst ourselves? It's just an outreach.
Well, I want to say about the communities. I hear what you're saying about that. For me, it's a way, like what they were saying, for other people to have ownership in the group and to be able to participate. You don't have to, but if there's something like, I have no desire to do the social thing, but demos. I mean, I was the workshop coordinator for Clovette for a couple of years, and so, I mean, I like that. I like them. So, for me, that would be a way for me to participate and help out. But, you know, otherwise I'm just going to wait and see what Magnum puts out.
Right.
And then, like, then I choose, do I want to go or not? You know, but if people have input, they're more likely to participate and to tell their friends, you know.
Yeah,
and it's not like top down, it's like bottom up.
Right.
No, I agree with what you're saying. I guess as long as it is self-motivated or people have energy, I have no problem with that. I felt it sounded like it was more assigned committees and, you know, it's like, if you have energy to do it, that's great.
The way they're saying is you choose to do it. It's not going to be forced upon you. It's if you have the time, you volunteer. If you don't, then come and show up anyway.
Right.
It's never forced upon you. I think that's one of the things I love about this group is that you choose to do what you want.
Right.
If you can't make it, there's going to be someone else that steps up. It's not on you. So I think that's a good thing.
And that's why we're opening this up, because I've just been doing the coordinating and talking to people, and it would be good, to, as Kobe said, to have ownership in the group. For other people to step up. I'm not going to go through every topic, but you can just look up here. I want to offer everybody to step into their leadership. You know, your leadership skills, you can deal with public speaking, be creative, public relations. You know, you can work on your organizational skills. facilitation, have fun. And the other thing is that we won't just throw you out in the water. You'll be mentored. You know, Papa Tony's got great social skills. You know, he can talk. And I'm working on that too. You know, I go to Toastmasters, and I'm sure there's some other people in here who facilitate other stuff. And I just want to offer everybody, if you got something, put it in the circle, and then we can keep this going with the brand. And I like that. Yeah.
One thing I was thinking of, and this doesn't go just for the group, I was thinking about actually for the center, was a resource center, a resource area for like reading material, stuff that you, because I know for me personally, I have books in my place that I don't even fucking look at. I'm like, oh, vlogging, I read it, right. Throw this shit to the side. Right. But if we actually had a group like this that actually wanted the resources and wanted to learn, it's not as good to be able to read as much as practice, obviously, but if you have time to read it, it does help to get the ideas and what's, you know, what you want to do when you try it. I think that would be a good resource to have.
Yeah, I got a bag, two bags of books that I got a lending library. Yeah,
I got a suggestion here. The center is a library.
Yeah.
And if we had a section that was dedicated and we donated to fill that space, then... Again,
that's
you're.
What I was thinking, it'd be a great idea.
Yeah.
You put a finishment on the inside cover so they get.
Yeah.
It
there you go.
Or I have a master's degree in library science and was a librarian, and then I had to take the things and give you a list, and then you told me what you wanted, and then I brought it the next week to the meeting and checked it out to you. Whatever, I'd be more than happy to do that. And just keep it within the smaller group, but not. But whatever would work best for us.
Because I wonder if the center would censor any of that stuff.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
It's open. It's not like there's
rules.
Yeah. So at this time, let's take one more thing. One more. What?
Well, I just want to make a thing too. You know what? If we could come up with another word instead of like anything, would be okay. But one of the points that I want to make is. There's some people in here when you know, we were doing the monthly thing. You know, I had it 1 month, you had it 1 month, blah, blah, blah. And there was a couple of people that came up to me during my month that wanted to do something, but they're a little bit shy, they're a little bit quiet. So the thing about it is with the, and I think we could come up with a different word besides committee for each one of those things, but one of those persons that's kind of a little shy that does want to get right out there and do things, they can kind of work in the background under the demo plate thing, committee, whatever, and they can slowly get their confidence and get out there and do their thing. Because they're all special people.
So on that...
The substitute for the word committee, team.
Team.
That's
committee
good.
Is something that gets together and discusses.
Yeah,
that's good.
Team is something that gets
write
together
it down.
And does
write
that.
It down
like
for
that.
Team.
Yeah.
And on that note, we're gonna take a 10. We're gonna take a 10-minute break. Come up with some other ideas, and then we're gonna move into who wants to step up and do what. Because we got a lot of good ideas, and then we can move on from that. So let's take 10.
So, if you already shared ideas in the first hour, that's great. If you haven't shared any ideas, and you have other things or ideas you want to add, this is a good time to do that. So I'm going to actually go around. There's a couple things I would like to add that on the possible demo list, diapers has come up, and it's on the list. So Brian and I would be happy to do that.
And anybody
plans
to change
them,
I have experience.
So if that is of interest, that has been added to the possible demo night list.
Good idea.
You can
add
Just okay, so we'll go around. So we'll say quickly, just say your first name and your neighborhood that you live in, and then if you didn't offer an idea yet in the first hour, this is the time to do it, and we want to hear from everyone, because I think everybody has ideas, whether you are out there with them or not, right? So, why don't we go?
Eli, North Park, I have no ideas.
Fine.
All right. I'm David, I'm from the Midway District.
Pepper from Kimbrough.
Any other ideas you'd like to add?
I don't know why. That would be
good. That's awesome. You like what you see. Okay.
I'm Dan. I live in North Park. One of the ideas I had, Papa Tony's been doing a lot of work training cops, but no one has really started training bottoms and teaching boys what they need to know and basics and fundamentals and all that stuff. And I would actually be willing to do that. I brought a couple green boy hankies just for inspiration. So what I was thinking is, years ago, what I did was I went through a formal mentoring process and earned my boots, which a lot of people already have boots, but it was more of learning community history, kind of a little bit of who's who, of how certain titles function in broad dynamics, getting an idea of the military component that was originally based on, rough ideas of protocol, talking about who, with the mentor, talking about who they are as a person and what their goals are and what they want to achieve and who they want to be and what direction they want to go.
Okay. So it's also like mentoring, how to mentor, how to find a mentee, and sort of.
But it's more like Papa Tony's giving away toys and covers and all that stuff. He's doing a real good job on teaching the tops.
Right.
But right now we aren't teaching potential bottoms or people that want to learn more about the history and all that stuff. That's not being done at all.
Okay.
So I would actually be willing to put together some kind of program to do that. Because I have all the old material. I have my journals from when I was earning my boots, and I know what emotional experiences I went through. So I can take other people through that.
All right. Thank you, Dan.
Good. Bob, just north of the zoo. JP, I live in the Azalea Park neighborhood in City Heights.
Oh. I'm Jeff. I live near Lemon Grove in San Diego, just above National City. I want to maybe put a few, we added suction cups onto the list. Also, one thing that had popped into my mind, and I don't really know where it fits, but like, for example, we were learning about, you know, that one night we had the rope, but, you know, so I was introduced to rope, but I would really like to have a group of two or three or four people who might be specifically interested, and I'm just saying that as one topic, but there may be others, that you really want to go and learn how to do rope,
yeah.
You know, or, you know, and I know there are other groups, or, you know, that I think, Kobe, you know, that there's probably rope groups. I don't care whether there's, yeah.
And rope is popular.
Yeah.
We get turnout.
And I want to learn more about it, but one time isn't enough. I need maybe like a practice session, like a group that meets once a week or something.
Like a knitting circle?
Yeah.
Not time.
Naughty circle.
There you go.
Naughty circle.
Thank you, Jeff. And we're good. And Magnum from Living.
Sir Magnum from University Heights. And I have a topic from Roz's list. Bring in a psychologist or a psychiatrist, somebody like Roadkill or something like that, to give a perspective about BDSM behavior. Yes.
I mean, a psychologist gets into the scene
themselves. That's into the scene themselves, yeah. Yeah.
Stuart from the college area, and I was thinking edging might be a good one. Edge play
as a demo.
No.
Or
different. No.
It's different than edge play.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't edgy. Know what it is.
Yeah.
So we'll all have a lot to learn. So I don't know.
I guess that's why we need to do the demos.
Yeah.
So we'll find out.
Jay, born San Diego, live San Diego, Papa die in San Diego.
No.
Sounds so.
I do what I'm told. All
right. So nothing else that you would add. No.
I'm Rob. I live in the Spring Valley area, and I don't know too much about a lot of the things you're talking about. I'm relatively new at this game, but it occurred to me from this last weekend, seeing people show up for the dinner and the film. In quite different attire, some of them are kind of laced up the side and things. And I don't know if that's something you can discuss or do something with, How is a leather man properly attired?
Gear. So gear. Fashion. Write that down.
Fashion.
Gear.
Gear.
Oh, he, okay.
Leather dress. Yeah, that's a big fetish. So.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you. And
Kobe and Kanto's coming out.
Jerry in South Park. Discussion might be something on the spiritual aspect of BDSM or transcendence.
We're actually going to have a talk about that.
Mm.
Great.
After we get chatted,
you. You can be on that team.
And Richard from North Park, and you've got my set. But I did think of another. What about chastity?
Okay. As a topic?
Chastity device?
Chastity Bono?
That doesn't exist.
Device in the play.
Yeah, like hot cages and all.
That's good, yeah.
There's some that are meant for long term, there's some that are meant for short term. Yes, I'm Thomas Lock, I'm from Bowtie Branch. Actually, I have a couple things to say. Rope. It was Rope. You were Rope.
Yeah.
But the rope, like, yeah, that is something I'm interested in, and yeah, just one thing, you know, one demo night for like 2 hours is not enough. Preferably, I prefer if we're going to do something that's going to actually take some intense time to learn. You know, you can't just learn rope in 2 hours. For something that's intense like that for a long period of time, that's going to take a lot. I'd like to see that be a 6-hour thing, or maybe spread out on a weekend instead of, you know, on Wednesday, you know, if we're going to do something that's going to be long-term, rope for Monday through Sunday, you know, 4 or 5 hours at a time. Yeah. So the guy who's actually here teaching us how to do rope, like Rob, he can just go through the entire book, and then if someone's having trouble learning it all, that he can actually just take the time and help them learn instead of, you know, doing it all here and then, okay, we're done. I can't believe it. I got to
like a weekend intensive.
Yeah.
Workshop.
Another subject, I wouldn't mind doing it and helping the bottoms out because some people don't know how to clean up properly. And, you know, I know that's kind of a gross subject topic thing for some people and all that. I mean, I wouldn't mind being right there in the shower with a guy teaching me, showing him how to do it. So a lot of people think they know how to clean out, but they really don't know how to clean out. And there is quite a good decent technique to make sure that the ass is perfect every time.
So what was the topic? What was the demo?
Enema cleaning or something.
Anal prep. Sounds good.
And
be anal about cleaning.
Yeah.
OCD
too. OCD. And I'm Danny Ron from Chula Vista. And like what he was talking about, just remember though, the way we've kind of planned this out is we'll actually have the Academy do a demo of, or the Academy will teach for 2 hours, so to speak, role play. And that would get followed by a demo of rope play. So, you know, that's going to give you almost 4 hours. I'm not saying that's going to be enough, but just remember, the Academy does 2 hours of here, showing, doing, and then at the demo play thing or whatever, then you're actually going to, you know, start tying people up. So, remember the way that works now. I would like to add, and go on into what he was talking about, because I'm not into scat, so I'm very into the cleaning out. And like I say, I want it so clean that I can have my Thanksgiving dinner there. So I would like to add felting on there.
Oh, yeah.
Felting.
Felting.
Felching. Yeah, that's where you stick M&M's in the butt and eat the M&M's.
All right, attention.
Let's keep it focused.
Yeah. Want to stay focused.
Let's stay focused.
I'm Rob from North County. I have a
bunch of ideas, but I'll wait till we're done and then share.
I'm Brian. I live in La Mesa. Water sports?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And this your first time here, Brian?
Yes.
Hey, welcome. Okay. Yeah, yes. All right, cool.
Mike?
Come on, Mike. Where are you from, and do you have a topic?
I live in San Carlos. As anybody who knows me knows, I'm a huge fan of television. And I like game shows. I like a big carnival wheel at home. But to make it fun, you know, I have, like, prizes I can give out, but I want to do, like, a truth or dare, which basically it just helps you get to know other people. Like, truth can be, like, tell us when you're the most embarrassing time you got caught masturbating. And have everybody like write a couple of cards out themselves, and they can stuff you're willing to do, you know. And like dare, like, you know, go up to somebody and lick their boot, or have them lick your boot. R-rated stuff, I mean, I'm talking to you. But if you have the people in the group do it, then you'll know that they'll be willing to do it. And if I give like little prizes that you spin the wheel right, you know, it's a little more interesting.
The wheel might be good at Leather Realm.
All right, next.
Steve from Mission Goals. And rope, definitely rope. And it can't just be one night, because I think I see it being broken up into various things. The aesthetic aspect that I saw last Saturday in the Stucky Pepper, that's beautiful. But then there's also functional rope. How do you keep them down? And how do you tie it so that you can quickly release them? So a lot of little tricks. So easily it can be broken up into several parts. Second thing that occurred to me, you were talking about the logo for FMSC. If anybody is an artist, I just had an idea. If you wanted to incorporate something to indicate what it's about, use floggers, paddles, whatever, to just spell out the letters of FMSC.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
So if anybody can draw
rope,
wants to do that? Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Seriously.
I just stick
with
it.
So. Oh, no. You sit there for 45 minutes.
All right. And
I am Mark. I live in the North Park area, actually just a straight line 15-minute walk from this venue, so I have a feeling I'm where I belong. And I like coming here because you meet the most interesting people. And like a lot of the ideas that have been presented tonight, I had a similar but somewhat different idea for the logo. My idea was a silhouette of a man holding a flogger and Fetish Men San Diego spelled out over his body.
Yeah, it sounds like we need a graphic designer to come up with several
templates.
Yeah. And then we can have like a vote or something.
Yeah.
On like a design. That'd be cool. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Lee. I'm from Hillcrest. This is my first one of these. I've been to two of the dinners. I'm fairly green. I've read through some of the things online and everything like that, and I love the idea of the things that have already happened. I would like, I don't know, some way that there could be a demo night, like, well, here's the electro sex, and here's the needle play, and, you know, and anybody that just wants it, like a kind of a carnival, you just, oh, well, I want to check out this, I want to check out, can you show me, you know, how to put the E-stems on without, you know, cranking it up too high, or where's the best spot?
Stations of the Cross.
Yeah.
Well, I think Lee's just figuring out what to do with those Fifth Wednesdays, the smorgasbord demos.
And I also some ideas, not necessarily bottoms like was discussed, but how to be trained as a puppy, how to be trained as a submissive, how to be trained as a slave, you know, those type of things, depending on how far into that direction you want to go.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then I would just add glaring lack of you know, out there, and either it's waiting for me, it's waiting for a dom that's want to train me, or you know, maybe first. Maybe it'd be better to get it from the group instead of just piecemealing it, tribal knowledge here and there.
Sounds good.
I'll throw in a couple of things as well. So, kind of to what Eli was talking about a little while ago, I think there are so many events that are happening, but being intentional with events, I think, can be really helpful. A great example of that, I think, the Numbers Harness Nights have been going on for a while. Some of them have been kind of, you know, falling off a bit, but we, as a group, had a month where, like, we are
that last
really,
one that we
yeah,
had,
exactly.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
we're
yeah.
Own this one, like,
right.
This would be awesome. We were intentional about it, and it was, like, one of the best ones that I've been to. So I think that when we do, like, plan something and think, like, okay, we're going to do this and put it out there, like, we can make events, even if it's not our event, we can make events great.
Yeah.
Another thing that I would throw out there, Brett had mentioned the first time he came to the group, he had been kind of wanting to, following, you know, like, okay, what are coming up events? And there was a BDSM 101 event. He was like, oh, that's the perfect opportunity. Like, I want to get in and try it. I know, you know, we're all really familiar with it, so maybe BDSM 101 wouldn't be as interesting, but that might be an event that'd be a good opportunity for young people who are, like, just
curious
for the right opportunity
yeah,
to come
yeah,
in
yeah.
to really
write it down.
Yeah.
So, like, back to basics
right.
stuff, because that helps bring in new people. And then when, so I know there's even more ideas, but we have a lot up here, and for the sake of time, because we only have another, like, 25 minutes,
half an hour, yeah.
Or half, yeah, we
half
go a little bit past 9, but we do need to take at least the last little bit of time to really look at who wants to step up and take leadership for some of these Wednesday nights that are coming up.
Could I ask the new people a question though before?
Yeah.
For the two new people, it's just more market research. Why did you come find out? I know Lee, you mentioned this is your first one. Why did you finally come here? Adderall?
I actually got a prescription from my doctor. So
good for you.
So is this intimidating, this group? I mean, from the web's perspective, from before you've been here.
Well, that maybe is another suggestion. The website is kind of really hard to follow, because there's the website which just kind of blogs. Then there's, you know,
How long did you follow us before you finally?
Well, I've been following you on FetLife for years, but there's never any activity. So I just kind of stopped there. And then I found out on Facebook, and that's more of the social aspect of, hey guys, love to see you out there, but there's no mention of where it is or where it's at, so it's kind of. And I understand not saying we're going to be doing this at this address because it's open to the public, but.
And you were nervous because we're large or because of the topics we covered?
Because I'm a very, very shy person. Doing this without my medication is very anxious for me because I'm unfamiliar with it. I don't know what to expect.
And so you, this was your...
Yeah, I just moved here a month ago, and I found out about this group.
You jumped right in.
Yeah.
So I tiptoed in.
If nothing else, I'll meet new people and make some friends.
Right, I just got to interrupt. Just one thing, because important component that we need to talk about sometime, but not tonight, is the retention thing. Yes. I came in about the time you did, and I think I've seen at least 3 different groups of men coming through, at least this many, that are not here now. I mean, I don't know why. You know, I don't know what happened, and I don't have an answer. But it'd be good to know if they just came on a night where they didn't turn them on, or, you know, maybe what happened. You know, why would people not come back? Why would we lose it?
I told that to Papa T like 2 nights ago about I would be more than happy if people would be comfortable giving us a phone number and fall out and say, we haven't seen you for 2 or 3 weeks and you came to one meeting. Can you just tell me honestly why you're not coming back? Job and get feedback so we know. Why people are not coming back.
Right, follow up.
Yeah, follow up.
Remember,
you
follow
welcome
up.
Welcome, and we want you to come back. We want to know if you don't come back, why
well,
you
and that's,
yeah.
that can be something of social mixing.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right.
about our communication. Our communication is a little bit complicated, so I think there's still work to do there.
I had to email somebody, and they emailed me back and said, are you on the mailing list?
Yeah. Can I do a quick survey? How many people look at the Fetishism of San Diego webpage?
The blog?
Yeah. How many people look at the Facebook thing most of the time?
How many do not have Facebook?
You'll do the email thing, right?
The same thing. I get the email. I just can't wait.
I was just wondering, because I don't think I've been to the website forever. I get all my stuff off
on the actual website.org or the blog thing that Papa Tony
I think there actually is a Fetishism of San Diego website. It's just the login.
So I'll speak to that real quick so we can move on. We do have a public relations as far as the media is concerned, and we have a Facebook page where you can go in and you can read about the activities that we have coming up. That's head off by John, by Boy John, and we have the blog, which is the Fetish Men blog, and Papa Tony is the one that puts content in that, and he chronicles everything that we do with pictures and words. So it's like Facebook is like the announcements of what's going on, and then after we have something, how it's been that Papa Tony's taking that information and put it in something that you can see on a blog.
So if you want to know what's coming up, you have to look at the Facebook
page. You look at the Facebook page.
Right. Well, I went there tonight, and I didn't find anything, but just posting from everybody, but nothing about what's happening tonight.
We did.
I went down several pages, like
it's not, there's no set order. The way the thing is, when someone comments, it doesn't say in order, so it'll jump around. She gotta look down.
See, that's a to me, that's a problem.
If I were new looking at it, there should be a section within that page. There should be an event section within that. If you could do that, it would be easier to go direct into that and actually have a date and a time rather than I gotta find this shit and scroll down.
Well, John had something that was at the top every time. And now that's gone.
But is there still a web page?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, that's where I would go.
But the calendar has a bunch of things, but it didn't list the specific topics and whatever. So.
Okay. We'll have to get that all worked out.
We'll
talk to John and Papa Tony about that. Yeah. Right.
All right. So we wanted people to sort of step up we wrote down the Wednesdays. Now, we don't have to have a detailed thing on every line, but I do think we need to, when we leave tonight, at least know what we're doing probably through the summer and who wants to take the lead, if it's a whole month, or if it's even, I just want to lead 1 week and I want to lead this topic.
Right.
We can do that too. But we have so many ideas.
So many,
this is good because I think we were.
It's what we wanted.
Yeah, so
and
we got it.
Right, we got it. And to tag on what Brett said is that it could be one man wants to take on the whole month. It could be two men who can take it on, or no, you know, like a group of four. Like you can make a team for the month and take that on.
But that's different than doing it this way. You're gonna do like the teams,
right?
Doing like teams, like the team's gonna do social 6 months out,
right?
What you're talking about, when we talk about this, is different than this.
Right.
Well, I think what we're doing is we're trying to get June and July planned until we can get this organized.
This can't turn on a dime, I don't think. Honestly, I think that's kind of. And like if somebody wants to do a month and you want to maybe do a trial.
Try that out, yeah.
And that would be good. I just think that committing to this in stone right now is a big turn, like a fat train of water.
But I think do we want to find out if we have a consensus to go in that direction?
Well, I think that's a good question to a lot of people.
I think it's a great idea.
I think we
should actually just, you know, is everybody in on that idea?
Yeah. Okay, so raise your hand if you really like this pattern.
Teams, not committees. Teams.
I'd like to suggest that there's such a wealth of information, even a lot more to still share. This should be a follow-up next week. I think there's so much we could further discuss and not feel rushed to try to get this done in the next 20 minutes.
Okay.
I think is enough to still bring to the plate more ideas to people hearing what we talked about and what's wrong with continuing this next week for a meeting.
Okay, I got a suggestion. Do we have a topic for next week yet?
This is what I tentatively had for the month, for this month. It was Mike was going to step up and do, he left here, the brother, objectification and BDSM. And then following up with that was with JP was going to do spirituality and BDSM. And then the demo was going to, you don't know this yet, Kobe, but Kobe was going to step up to do restraints, because there were some people who Facebooked me and wanted restraints. It's like I got like five requests for strengths, and the other one was the pervertibles. I guess a dildo in a convertible car or something like that. I don't know. Pervertibles. All right. So that's tentatively what it was looking like. And so what I would put out there is that, I mean, we could go with this for June and then step up and take the lead all the way up to September. Yes.
I have a suggestion that whatever we do after Pride, maybe focus on new people and beginners.
All right.
That's a good idea.
Right after Pride. You know, if anybody are so inclined to come in right after, we market it to them.
We have a flyer at the table.
Yeah, whatever we want
to
do.
So are we open to having June be what I just said?
I think so.
Yeah. We open to that?
What was next week? Yeah.
Objectification.
So we're not picking up on...
Hold on, we're just trying to see how this could work.
Yeah, so everybody that's for that, yeah.
For,
raise your hand.
For what?
For this.
Yeah, for COVID.
Okay.
All right.
So we're fine.
What is the first Wednesday in July that we have?
It is the second.
The second.
So let's get something in tentatively down for July. If we can do that.
What I was thinking is, since the second is so close to the fourth, maybe we could have another potluck.
Yeah.
And then have a discussion time that will give people a month to come up with new ideas.
I love it. I love it.
And then we have more discussion, and people have a month to think of what ideas they want to present.
And team, and what, and who, and how you want to step up to it. How you want to lead it.
We could just have the potluck instead of, and then an hour of discussion after.
Oh, that's a cool idea.
Well, that would be. Well, my suggestion is that this is our meeting space, and this rock band probably won't be here next week. And so, yeah. But I hear what you're saying. But that would be like herding cats all out in the open. I'd rather keep it controlled and focused here.
Instead of having a discussion
have it
right
here.
Next week, yeah. Since we already have a plan for the whole month.
Yeah.
Give people a month to think about it, because that will, we've already got a lot of ideas and people might think of stuff later.
And that dovetails to what Brett was saying.
Yeah, July would be a good time to start implementing
the team
idea.
Yeah.
And, through a very nice coincidence, the July is going to be one of those months with five Wednesdays. And that will be after Pride. That's when we do the first of the Smorgasbord demos.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The last Wednesday in July. Mean a little bit of everything.
So go ahead, Brett. Go ahead.
Upserver just has something they call a beat of your heat, which is very similar to the beat.
What would be helpful is people saying that I'll lead this rather than ideas.
Yes. Yes.
Because we have the ideas. Now we need people to say, I'll lead.
I'll organize the potluck for the first week of July.
So put him up there. Dan, organize right. Potluck. Yes, right. Nikita.
Okay. Y'all were talking about every 3 months that there's another week at the end of the month.
Right.
For that extra week, we do this. What we're doing every month that has an additional...
Or you mean like a planning meeting?
A planning meeting. So
okay.
Every couple of months,
for the next quarter.
For the next couple of months.
Okay. as Brett said, we need names. Who's going to, so do we just stop, we do June, and then we just stop at July 2nd, and then have another planning meeting, or what? Yes.
You had asked me to do the music thing that we had tentatively kept up past and got pushed away, so people are still up for doing that. I'm still willing to do that.
For the what?
Right.
Music.
Music.
Types of music that people listen to, and personality types, and how it relates to BDSM.
Music, okay. Okay.
You got a Sharpie? You want to write that down?
I was thinking also if you would be interested in August.
Let's not write it over here. Let's write it over here. You got a volunteer. You got a
so thank you. Thank you. So
yeah,
put.
Not
you,
not
it's a
put, are you willing to,
yeah,
to do it?
Pick a date.
The 9th of July. All right, Donnie. Cool. So put Donnie. I'm like all over the place.
Who's doing 18th? What's the June?
The JP.
18th is JP.
That's
June.
This is June.
Right.
So, that's our dry erase market. No, I'm talking about July. June's already done.
Yeah, I think he was just asking a question. We're in July. June is done.
Yeah,
we got June.
He was just writing his name up there.
Right. All right, so we.
Is that coming off?
It's the Sharpie. Okay. Oil. We'll get some oil. Yeah. It's all right. Let's keep moving on. All right. So we put Donnie in
the
9th for music. What you want to call it? You got a title?
I originally called it Music of the Heart.
Music of the Heart. Boom.
Music with
a heart.
And a whip. Can I have the 23rd?
Sure, take it.
I want your work. You can 23rd me.
It depends how much people want to share.
What?
Workshop.
You have something about art, do you?
Yes, I do. I had another idea along that line.
Okay. That's the Wednesday after Pride.
I do want to do that. I do.
I think it'd be fun.
Okay, I'm going to volunteer for something real quick. How many people are on my Facebook page?
Offer
a lot of you. Okay, we'll go through this again. A t-shirt, okay, with right now FMST, the block letter things. Everybody's seen that? Colby, please go around. No, if you want a t-shirt with FMST on it, it's going to cost you, let's say, $12. If you want one, get a hold of me and let me know that you want one. And we're going to go with black. Black t-shirt. Tell me you want one, it'll be $12. And what size you want. And I'll try to get those made to you before Pride. If you want to wear them to Pride and then the leather one. If you have an idea to change the FMSD logo to the leather guy with the Frogger, whoever that was, whatever, then email me and you can kind of stick figure. I won't laugh at it. He can draw, so email me the ideal little stick figures. We'll have him draw this stuff up and we'll present it to one night for everybody to kind of look at and deal with. But for Pride, if you want to get this t-shirt, black, inside, and when I deliver you, $12.
Could you tell us your email address or your name on Facebook?
It's leatherdadron. leatherdadron@gmail.com.
And for the drawing and stuff like that, for the logos and all that, the more details and the sooner you can get it to me, the better. Okay, it takes me a while to do all the drawing, make sure everything is the way it's supposed to be, because then you have a typing person on the draw.
So the family will take over the t-shirts, the new logo, we'll get that approved, and then we'll work on seeing how much it will cost to have a patch made, and if you want to buy a patch for your leather vest, we can transfer it.
I'll put something out on FMSD and you can just come back and answer.
I'm just, that's a suggestion because people that are, if we have new, that's why I was looking
at it. All right, all close. So the idea is we have some plans up through July and then maybe starting in August. That gives us a little time to get ready to get onto more of a structured cycle, which would be this, you know, that, right? So that would start in August. But this will get us between now and through Pride, which is going to be a busy time. I think in the summer between now and Pride, we're all going to be, summer is just crazy, so this is good. We just have some things, we got a few weeks planned, and then after Pride we can pivot and be more intentional about the more structured idea that we want to do.
Is everybody on board with that?
Yeah.
Show of hands?
Yeah. All right. I think we got a consensus.
Okay. You want to hand that up?
I can't. I'm covert is in another room.
Anybody want to hand that up?
you're off the hook.
Because you want to sit down.
Actually, my personal commitment is I would like to work with Cody on the leather realm.
In the leather realm?
Yeah, on our participation in the leather realm.
You're going to be the liaison to leather realm? For this, are you going to be the representative for this group? Is that what you're saying?
I hadn't planned on it. But you said you wanted to head a work team to do that.
He wants to
work with you.
Talk to me after. Yeah. Okay. Does anyone want to step up and be a team leader for Pride the Leather Ramp? Like have the booth, have all that at the Leather Ramp. Anybody got any energy around that?
Or not. That's fine.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Now that you're on Adderall.
You're in charge.
There we go.
Okay, see. All right.
Yeah.
JP.
I'm volunteering.
Oh, okay. So.
So what I offer is that when you roll up here, JP, you create a team.
Okay.
Get a team.
I will be on your team and do help do the t-shirts and get that stuff going.
Okay.
And
so,
I will be on your team and help in whatever way I can.
Just so
you know, I think I mentioned this before, but I know how to get a press pass for Leatherati and do the write-up. So I will take care of that, but it's separate from but it'll be taken care of for you so you don't have to hunt down people to do it. Just giving you a heads up.
Yeah, one request in this. When we do the thing at Leather Realm and all that, we have our own little table and booth thing. The Sanders Cross that I did, that's got FMSD on it, can we get it there?
Well, of course. I would actually, on that note, we would look for donations and for the weekend of equipment. If you have equipment you'd be willing to lend us
there
for that weekend. Yeah. We could actually use it in the ambassador area, with the neon.
No.
It would be a nice prop for the booth.
Oh.
But
so, Nikita, that would be with JP. You're on the committee to get the equipment to the level ramp.
Right.
So
you have your equipment manager.
Yeah.
You got your advertising
So this has been a very productive meeting. I'm glad a lot of people showed up. I was kind of worried there at first. It was only like a couple of us here. But we got a lot of people here, and I think we got a lot of information. And I sense that there's a pulse here, you know, and the fire has been lit to keep this going. And it just don't have to be on one person's shoulder. It'll be all of us. I'm going to take these poster boards, and I'm going to keep them, and we'll make sure that they get back here on July 2nd. And then we'll have a ball pop up, and then we'll get to work, and we'll keep this ball moving down the court. All right? And so just to let you know, these are the activities for June. We're going to have objectification, spirituality, and then Kobe will do strength. All right. And we'll have the location will be determined. The other thing, I want to thank Brett
for Cole doing this product.
Yeah. And my two Victor Whites. We got Brian and we got boy Steve. Let's give it up for the spot. All right.
Hey.
I think that's it. Let's put the room back how we usually find it.
And that's good.
We're going to try it.
We usually
find the aisle down the middle.
Is there an aisle down the middle?
Yes, go ahead.